Very nice to be with you again.
Hästi, tore on teiega koos jälle olla.
I meet you all.
Ja teiega kohtuda kõigiga.
It is a little warmer than it was last time I came.
Praegu on siin natukene soojem ilm kui oli siis, kui me viimati käisime.
But not very warm.
Aga mitte väga soo ei ole teil ka siin ikkagi.
I got this thought on my heart I want to share with you over the weekend.
Mul on seda, mis üks mõte, millest ma tahaks teiega nädala vahetuse jooksul rääkida siin.
And it's if I was to quote a text.
Ja kui ma nüüd
scripture.
Quote, okay. Yeah, et kui ma citeeriksin nüüd katkendit pühakirjast.
It would be in the first epistle of John.
Siis see oleks Johannes esimeses kirjas.
And I understand you've been through the first epistle of John.
Ja nagu ma aru saan, siis te olete juba vaadanud seda Johannese esimest kirja, uurinud.
So you would be very familiar with what John says.
Nii et te teate üsna hästi, mida Johannes seal ütleb.
So it'd be very interesting to see how much you've been changed into John's image.
Nii et huvitav oleks näha, et kui nii öelda siis, et kui palju te olete muutunud Johannese.
But he says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. That we should be called the sons of God. We don't know what we shall be.
Me ei tea, kes me saame olema tulevikus.
But when we see him,
aga kui me teda näeme,
we will be like him.
Saame me oleme tema sarnased.
And it's that little phrase I want you to think about.
Ja see on nüüd see lühike lause osa, millele ma tahan, et me mõtleksime.
We shall be like him.
Meie saame olema tema sarnased.
I want to be like him.
Mina tahan olla tema moodi.
I know we can be believers.
Ma tean, et me võime olla usklikud.
I know we can accept what the Bible says.
Ja aksepteerite seda, mida Biibel ütleb.
But I think the Bible's there for us not just to believe it.
Aga ma arvan, et Biibel on antud meile mitte lihtsalt uskumiseks.
But that what we read in here.
Vaid et see, mida me siin loeme.
Actually lives in here.
Elab tegelikult meie südames.
And we become like the Son of God.
Ja me saame Jumala poja sarnaseks.
Now I know that is a journey.
Ma tean, et see on nagu üks teekond, üks matk.
And as we look back over our lives,
ja kui me oma elu peale tagasi vaatame,
we will be changing.
Siis me märkame, et me oleme muutunud, muutumas.
Paul says that when he writes to the Corinthian church.
Paulus ütleb seda siis, kui ta Korintose kogudusele kirjutab.
He says that as we look into the mirror,
ta ütleb, et kui me vaatame peeglisse,
we are being changed from one degree of glory to another.
Siis meid muudetakse aust ausse, ühest autasemest teise autasemesse.
So as you have learnt from the book of 1 John.
Ja nagu te olete esimese Johannese raamatust juba uurinud.
You will have been changed.
Siis te olete muudetud.
We are changing, aren't we?
Me muutume praegu, me oleme selles muutumise protsessis enne.
Are you changing?
Kas sina muutud praegu?
This man that wrote this hymn, Horatio Spafford.
See mees, kes selle laulu kirjutas, Horatio Kelly.
Do you know his story?
Kas sa tead tema lugu?
Do you know his story? He was a businessman in America.
Ta oli ärimees Ameerikas.
And he saw a number of tragedies in his life.
Ja ta elus oli hästi palju tragöödiaid.
He lost one of his sons in America.
Nimelt Ameerikas olles kaotas ta oma poegadest.
A fire destroyed all his business.
Ja siis kogu tema äri põles maha.
And he was planning to visit UK with an evangelist called Moody.
Ja ta plaanis tulla Inglismaal ühe evangelistiga, kelle nimi oli Moody.
And he and his wife and four daughters.
Ja siis see laulu autor siis koos oma abikaasa ja nelja tütrega.
were planning to come with Moody on one of his crusades.
Tahtsid tulla Moodyga koos ühele tema krusaadidest.
But at the last minute he couldn't come.
Aga viimasel hetkel ei saanud see laulu autor tulla.
So he sent his wife and four daughters on ahead of her.
Nii et ta saatis siis oma abikaasa ja neli tütart enda eel nagu teele siis.
And during the journey it was very foggy.
Ja selle reisi jooksul oli väga udune ilm.
And two boats collided.
Ja kaks laeva põrkusid kokku.
And the boat in which his wife and family were traveling sunk almost immediately.
Ja see laev, kus tema abikaasa oli nelja tütrega, vajus peaaegu silmapilkselt põhja.
But Mrs. Spafford was saved.
Aga ta abikaasa siiski pääses.
And his four daughters were lost.
Aga neli tütart kõik hukkusid.
And they were taken back to the United Kingdom.
Ja siis need viidi tagasi siis Inglismaale.
Yeah. And she sent a message to her husband.
Ja naine saatis oma abikaasale sõnumi.
Saved alone.
Ainsana pääsesin.
She had to acknowledge that she had lost her four daughters.
Ta abikaasa pidi mõistma, et ta oli kaotanud oma neli tütart.
He joined her in the next boat available.
Nüüd see laulu autor tuli siis naise juurde esimese võimaliku reisiga laevaga.
And when he came to the spot where his daughters were drowned.
Ja kui ta jõudis laevaga sinna, kus ta tütred uppusid.
He wrote, "It is well with my soul."
Siis ta kirjutas selle laulu, et mul on hea Jeesuses.
So it wasn't written out of a great sense of excitement that he was writing.
Nii et see laul ei sündinud mingist emotsioonist, hästi elevusest, põnevusest.
It was probably the biggest tragedy of his life.
Tõenäoliselt on selle laulu taga tema elu suurim tragöödia.
That's Jesus.
See on Jeesus.
You see, Jesus has got to be real in our lives.
Tead, Jeesus peab olema reaalne meie eludes.
Not when things are going well.
Mitte ainult siis, kui asjad kõik hästi lähevad.
But when things are not going well.
Vaid siis, kui asjad ei lähe hästi.
You see, we live in an age where we expect that if we become Christians,
me elame ajastul, kus me ootame, et kristlaseks saades,
everything will go well.
Läheb kõik hästi.
But it didn't with Jesus.
Aga Jeesusele ei läinud kõik hästi.
The Old Testament says of him that in Isaiah 53 he was a man of sorrows.
Ja Piibel räägib Jesaja 53. Peatükis, et ta oli valude mees või kurede mees.
And acquainted with grief.
Ja ta oli selle kurvastusega nagu tuttav.
You see, there's something about being one of God's children.
Tead, selles on midagi, kui sa oled üks Jumala lastest.
And you know that's what John shares with us. He talks about what it is to be one of God's children.
Ja sellest Johannes räägibki, tahab seda meiega jagada, et sellest tõest, et me oleme üks Jumala lastest.
So I want to look at some of those things.
Nii et ma tahan mõningat neid
asja. You may have already heard them all.
Võib-olla sa oled seda kõike juba kuulnud.
Simon may have shared them in his studies.
Et võib-olla Simon juba rääkis
sellest. So you will say, yes, I know that.
Tõenäoliselt sest, et siis jah, ma tean seda kõike juba.
But I know lots of people know that.
Ja, aga ma tean, et paljud inimesed on sellest kuulnud.
We need it to be in our hearts.
Aga meil on vaja, et see oleks meie südames.
So it's real.
Et see oleks reaalne.
If you go right back into the beginning of the Bible,
kui sa lähed päris Biibli alguses,
it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
Siis seal öeldakse, et alguses lõi Jumal taeva ja maa.
And just a little down that first chapter of Genesis.
Ja natukene seal esimesest peatükist edasi.
In verse 26.
Salmis 26.
It says, let us make man in our image.
Siis öeldakse, et tehkem inimene oma näo järele, nagu need tegijad on siis mitu.
So there was the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Nii et isa, poeg ja püha vaim olid need, kes pidid tegema siis tehkem.
And John tells us in chapter 5 that these are one.
Ja Johannes räägib meile viiendas peatükis, et need kolm on üks.
And they agree in one.
Ja nad on ühel meelel.
There's a fellowship with them.
Neil on osadus.
And John talks a lot about fellowship.
Ja Johannes räägib osadusest päris palju.
What real fellowship is.
Mis on tõeline osadus.
And it will be good to look at fellowship. He says in chapter 1, it's something that you can handle.
Esimeses peatükis ütleb, et see on midagi...
You can handle. Right. You can touch it, can't you?
Midagi reaalset, mida sa võid ise nagu kogeda.
It's real.
See on reaalne.
Fellowship.
Osadus.
There's lots of words that talk about this fellowship that are in the everyday aspect of our lives.
On palju sõnu, mis räägivad tegelikult osadusest meie igapäevaelulises kontekstis.
It talks about sin.
Siin räägitakse patust ka.
Or being free from sin.
Või sellest, et sa oled vaba patust.
That, for most Christians, is perhaps one of the most challenging things that John says.
Enamike kristlaste jaoks on see tõde, mida Johannes ütleb kõige välja kutsunud.
In fact, they spend a lot of time trying to prove that it doesn't say what it says.
Tegelikult sageli veedetakse palju aega väitmaks, et see, mis Johannes ütles, tegelikult ta ei mõtelnud seda.
In fact, John talks about being born of God more in that letter than the rest of the Bible.
Tegelikult Johannes räägib selles esimeses kirjas Jumalast sündimisest rohkem kui terve piibel räägib.
Because as Jesus said to the to Nicodemus in John's Gospel chapter 3.
Sest nagu Jeesus ütles Nikodeemusele Johannese kolmandas peatükis.
Except a man be born of God.
Et kui inimene ei sünni Jumalast, ei sünni ülalt.
He cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
Siis ta ei saa näha Jumala kuningriiki, päeva kuningriiki.
But Jesus talks about it once.
Aga Jeesus räägib sellest näit ühega.
Peter mentions it in the first chapter of his letter.
Petrus mainib seda oma kirja esimeses peatükis.
He talks about Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
Ta räägib sellest, kui Jeesus Kristus suri risti peal.
With his sacrificial, in his sacrificial life.
Ja ohverdades oma eluses.
And it says being born again, not of corruptible seed.
Ja ta räägib siis, et sa oled sünnid uuesti mitte sellest, nagu, mitte lihast.
But of incorruptible seed.
Vaid sellest hävimatust seemnest.
Which liveth and abideth forever.
Mis elab ja kestab igavesti.
But John talks about it, I don't know how many times. He mentions the phrase born of God at least 5 times.
Aga Johannes räägib Jumalast sündimisest, ma ei tea, kui mitte korda seda väljendit Jumalast sündima kasutab ta 5 korral oma kirjas.
He talks about being children of God.
Ja ta räägib sellest, et me oleme Jumala lapsed.
Sons of God.
Jumala pojad.
So he's really the person we can look at if we want to know what it is to be a son of God.
Nii et tema on tõepoolest see inimene, kelle kirju me peaks uurima, kui me tahaks teada, mida tähendab olla Jumala
poeg. Or a child of God.
Jumala laps.
And it's very challenging.
Ja see on väljakutseline.
Because in the end we want to look at ourselves.
Sest lõpus me tahame ise ennast vaadata.
Or our brother.
Või oma venda.
Or our sister.
Või oma õde.
And say, she's a child of God.
Ja öelda, et tema on Jumala laps.
So how do we know?
No, kuidas ma tean seda?
You see, when God said, let us make man in our image.
Kui Jumal ütles, et tehkem inimene oma näo järele.
He made a man.
Siis ta tegi inimese.
Who was perfect.
Kes oli täiuslik.
Adam was born or created in the garden perfect.
Adam loodi Eedeni aias täiuslikuks.
In fact, at the end of Luke chapter 3.
Ja tegelikult Luuka kolmanda peatüki lõpus.
It has the genealogy.
On see põlvnemine kõik kirjas.
You know, and it starts off with Jesus was born of.
Ja see loetelu algab seal, et Jeesus sündis kelle pojana.
It goes right through.
Ja loetelu lõpeb.
To Adam.
Aadamaga.
And it says, who was the son of God.
Kelle kohta võetakse, kes oli Jumala poeg.
And Adam was a marvelous creation.
Adam oli võrratu looming.
And then something tragic happened.
Ja siis juhtus midagi tragöödilist.
Satan, through that serpent,
saatan selle mao läbi.
Deceived him.
Petti saadamat.
And he became something that God didn't want.
Ja Aadamast sai keegi, keda kellena Jumal teda ei plaaninud.
He spoiled God's creation.
See rikkus Jumala loomingu ära.
And from that moment on, man was separated from God.
Ja sellest hetkes alates oli inimene lahutatud Jumalast.
And from then on, God, if you like, worked through as best he could with men.
Ja sellest ajast alates võib öelda, et Jumal ajas asju inimestega nii hästi, kui see võimalik oli.
Until he could bring his son into the world.
Kuni ta sai tuua oma poja siia maailma.
If you look in 1 Corinthians 15,
kui sa vaatad esimese Korintuse 15. Peatükki,
check these things out, if you wish to.
Kontrolli neid asju.
But you don't have to, because our interpreters put their hands full.
Aga sa ei pea, sest mul tõenäoliselt ei ole käsi nii
palju. Well, let's look at it in 1 Corinthians 15.
Vaatame esimese Korintuse 15.
Says in verse 45. She's my friend now. That's shoot that terrible fly away. It says in verse 45 that the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
Esimese Korintuse 15 ja 45. Esimene inimene Aadam sai elavaks hingeks. Viimne Aadam sai vaimuks, kes elustab.
Verse 47 says the first man is of the earth, earthy.
Esimene inimene oli maast muldne, teine inimene oli taevast.
The second man is of the Lord from heaven.
Teine inimene oli taevast Jumala käest.
It's amazing, isn't it, that God in his revelation to Paul kind of discounts everything in between. He's got the first man and the second man.
Et see on võrratu, kuidas Jumal räägib siin sellest esimesest ja teisest inimesest.
And then Paul goes on to say this, he said in verse 49, as we have borne the image of the earthy.
Ja salmis 49 ütleb Paulus edasi, et nii nagu me kantsime muldset kuju,
we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
Nii kanname kord ka taevast kuju.
So we can have a life that translates us out of the old man, Adam.
Nii et meil võib olla ühesõnaga elu, mis on nagu selle vana inimese moodi või selle Aadama moodi võibolla siis.
Into the new man, Jesus.
Okay.
Transformed.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Et meil võib olla siis elu, mis muudetakse, mis on algul nagu selle vana inimese Aadama moodi ja siis me saame nagu Jeesuse moodi.
So there's only two people that live on this earth.
Nii et oleks nagu ainult kaks inimest, kes siin maa peal elavad.
There are those that are in Adam.
Need, kes on Aadamas.
And there are those that are in Christ, in Jesus.
Ja need, kes on, ja siis need, kes on Kristuses.
So he becomes, if you like, the firstborn upon many.
Nii et võib siis öelda, et tema saab esmasündinuks paljude seast.
So we start again. As Christians, we start again.
Nii et kristlastena me alustame nagu uuesti.
That's the thing, you know, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
Et vaadake, millise armastus on Isa meile osutanud.
That we should be called the sons of God.
Et meid kutsutakse Jumala lasteks.
Think of that as a miracle.
Mõtle sellele kui imele.
That everybody that went before.
Iga üks, kes on enne meid elanud.
Outside of Jesus Christ.
Väljaspool Jeesus Kristus.
Corinthians tells us cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Ütleb Korintuse kiri meile nende kohta, et nemad ei või pärida Jumala riiki.
So a completely new life has begun.
Nii et täiesti uus elu on alguse saanud.
In Jesus.
Jeesuses.
And I'm part of it.
Ja mina olen osa sellest.
Because I can call myself a son of God.
sellepärast, et ma võin ennast nimetada Jumala pojaks.
Now I know that if you're a lady, you have to accept the fact that you are a son too.
Okay? Et kui sa oled naisterahvas, siis sa pead ka leppima selle faktiga, et sa oled ka poeg.
But there is a compensation.
Aga kompensatsioon on selle
eest. I'm part of the bride of Christ.
Mina olen osa Kristuse pruudist ka.
So if I'm a bride,
nii et kui mina olen pruud,
you're a son.
Mina olen poeg ka.
Okay. But what it really means is that we become part of the family of God.
Aga mida see tegelikult tähendab on see, et me saame osaks Jumala perekonna.
Now, our role is to be like Jesus.
Meie ülesanne on olla Jeesuse moodi.
You see, lots of people can do wonderful things.
Paljud inimesed võivad teha imelisi asju.
In fact, the Bible tells us that people can do miracles.
Tegelikult Piibel ütleb meile, et inimesed võivad teha imesid ka.
In fact, you read in Matthew 7 that people will stand before God and say, well, didn't we do this in your name? Cast out devils, heal many sick. And Jesus will say, I don't know you.
Tegelikult ütleb Piibel Matteuse 7. Peatükis meile isegi seda, et ühel päeval seisavad inimesed Jumala ees ja ütlevad, et aga me ajasime sinu nimel kurja vaime välja, tegime haiget terveks. Aga siis Jeesus vastab, et ma ei tunne teid.
And this is what we have to understand, that to be a son of God needs all the power of God to be working in our lives.
On meil vaja, et kogu Jumala vägi tegutseks meie elus.
Listen to what Hebrews says about this is, well, before we go to Hebrews, you know that when Jesus was 30 years of age,
mäletad, kui Jeesus oli 30-aastane.
Luke tells us that he grew up as a young boy.
Lukas ütleb meile, et noore poisine kasvades.
He was full of the Spirit.
Oli ta täis Jumala vaimu.
Of wisdom and grace.
Ja tarkust ja armu.
You know, at 12 he had an understanding of the scriptures.
Ja 12-aastaselt oli tal arusaamine pühakirjast.
And his great heart was to be about his father's business.
Ja tema südame igatsus, suur südame igatsus oli olla oma isa asjadega lähtunud.
But it wasn't his time. He had to wait till he was 30.
Aga ei olnud veel tema aeg, et ta pidi ootama, kui ta 30-aastaseks sai.
And when he was 30, he came down to the River Jordan to be baptized of John.
Ja kui ta oli 30, siis ta tuli Jordani jõeärd, et saada ristitud Johannese juurde.
That was John the Baptist, of course.
See oli loomulikult Kristi ja Johannes.
And John said, well, I ought to be baptized of you.
Ja Johannes ütles talle, et aga sina peaksid hoopis mind ristima.
Because he was preaching that repentance.
Sellepärast, et Johannes kuulutas meeleparandust.
And Jesus didn't need to repent.
Ja Jeesusel ei olnud vaja meelt parandada.
Because he'd never sinned.
Sest ta ei olnud iial pattu teinud.
Now that's amazing, isn't it?
See on hämmastav.
He was tempted in all points as we are.
Ta oli kiusatud kõikides samades asjades nagu meie oleme.
Yet without sin.
Aga siiski ilma patuta.
He was hungry, he was thirsty.
Ta oli näljane, ta oli janune.
Even when he was tempted of the devil after 40 days of going without food.
Isegi kui Saatan kiusas teda, kui ta oli 40 päeva paastunud.
The devil said, turn these stones into bread.
Saatan ütles talle, et muuda need kivid leivaks.
He could have done that.
Ja ta oleks võinud seda teha.
In fact, later on in his ministry, he took 5 loaves and 2 small fishes and fed 5,000 men.
Tegelikult hiljem tema teenimistöös oli ju nii, et ta võttis 5 leiba ja 2 kala, väikest kala ja toitis sellega 1000 inimesed.
And of course there would have been ladies there too.
1000 mehed ja loomulikult olid seal naised ka.
And children.
Ja lapsed.
He could have done it, but he wasn't going to listen to the devil.
Et ta oleks võinud kivid leivaks teha, aga ta ei kuulanud Saatanit.
In fact, he'd said in his heart that there was only one voice he would hear.
Tegelikult oli ta oma südames otsustanud, et on ainult üks hääl, keda tema kuulab.
And that was his father's voice.
Ja see oli tema isa hääl.
And it's amazing when you read things that Jesus said.
Ja hämmastab, et kui sa loed seda, mida Jeesus ütles.
For instance, he said of myself, I can do nothing.
Näiteks ta ütles, et ise enesest ei võima midagi teha.
Of myself, I can do nothing.
Ise enesest ei võima midagi teha.
He was the son of God.
Ta oli Jumala poeg.
He lived with his father in heaven from eternity.
Ta elas taevasse igavesti oma isaga.
You know it says in Philippians that he thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Ja Filippi kirjas öeldakse, et ta ei arvanud endale õiguseks olla Jumalaga võrdne.
He was equal.
Ta oli Jumalaga võrdne.
But he made himself of no reputation.
Aga ta loobus oma reputatsioonist.
Took upon himself the form of a servant.
Ja tuli sulasena siia maa peale.
Being found in fashion, man, he humbled himself.
Ja ta alandas ise ennast inimesena.
Became obedient unto death.
Ja ta oli sõna kuulelik surmani.
Even the death of the cross.
Isegi risti surmani.
He was a son.
Ta oli poeg.
He lived with his father in heaven.
Ta elas oma isaga taevas.
But he never made his own decision.
Aga ta ei teinud oma
I only do those things which I see my father do.
Ta ütles, et ma teen ainult seda, mida ma näen oma isa tegemas.
See, I am convinced that if we look at Jesus Christ,
ja ma olen veendunud, et kui me vaatame Jeesusele Kristusele.
In other words, we look at the scriptures together.
Või teisin, vaatame pühakirja koos.
But we keep in our mind the life of Jesus.
Aga peame endal meeles Jeesuse elu.
I believe we will be challenged.
Mina usun siis, meile esitatakse väljakutse.
In the way that he did things. And do them too.
Et meie teeksime asju nii nagu Jeesus tegi ka.
I've seen a lot of people do a lot of things.
Ma olen näinud paljusid inimesi, paljusid asju tegemas.
And I always put Jesus in the situation and ask myself, would Jesus do that?
Ja ma enda jaoks asetan alati Jeesuse sinna olukorda ja küsin, et kas Jeesus teeb seda.
Some people wear these braces, don't they?
Mõned inimesed kannavad neid rambe paelu.
WWJD.
Kaksis või JT.
What would Jesus do?
Mida teeks Jeesus on, et siis tähed algus tähed sõnadest sellest lausest.
And what would Jesus do if you were him?
Mida teeks Jeesus, kui sina oleksid tema?
He said this in John 8. He said, I always do those things which please him.
Johannese 8. Peatükis ütles Jeesus, et ma teen alati seda, mis on mu isale meelepärane.
So, in Hebrews, then, in those early chapters,
Hebrea kirjas, algus peatükides,
it says in verse 2,
teises,
chapter 1,
salmis esimeses peatükis öeldakse,
he says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son.
On nüüd päevade lõpul meile rääkinud poja kaudu.
And then it talks about him as we read down, he says, verse 5, for unto which the angels said at any time, thou art my son, this day I have I begotten thee.
Ja kui me siit edasi loeme, siis viiendas salmis, sest missugusele inglile on Jumal kunagi öelnud, sina oled mu poeg, täna ma sünnitasin sinu.
And again, I will be to him a father.
Ja veel, mina olen temale isaks.
And he shall be to me a son.
Ja tema saab minule pojaks.
And again, when he bringeth in the first gotten into the world, he said.
Ja inglite kohta ta ütleb küll.
So he was the firstborn.
Et ta oli tema, Jeesus oli see esmasündinu.
Amongst many brethren.
Paljude vendade hulgas.
You and I are those that have come from Jesus.
Sina ja mina, me oleme tulnud Jeesusest pärine.
Now, Jesus had a lot of difficulty with the Pharisees and the scribes of his day.
Jeesusel oli palju nagu probleeme või raskusi variseride ja käsutundjatega.
Because he lived in this fellowship.
Sellepärast, et ta elas selles osatuses.
You know, this word fellowship also means to have everything common.
Sõna osadus tähendab ka seda, et on inimestel kõik ühine.
He loved everybody.
Ta armastas kõike.
God so loved the world.
Jumal nii armastas maailma.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Et ta andis oma ainsa poja.
And Jesus came simply to love.
Ja Jeesus tuli selleks, et lihtsalt armastada.
And he was doing these wonderful works.
Ja ta tegi neid imelisi tegusid.
See, I believe that the great key of all these wonderful things that Jesus wants to do.
Ja ma usun, et nende kõikide imeliste asjade juures, mida Jeesus teha tahab, on võtmeks see.
Comes out of a relationship with him.
See võti tuleneb tegelikult meie suhtest temaga.
And I know that there are those that have that God has imparted gift.
Ja ma tean, et on inimesi, kellele Jumal on andeid andnud.
But to do it like Jesus did it.
Aga et teha seda nii nagu Jeesus tegi.
We have the picture of it here in our Bibles.
Siis meil on pilt Jeesusest oma Biiblis.
And we could look at all the wonderful stories of Jesus.
Ja me võiks vaadata kõiki neid võrratuid lugusid Jeesusest.
How that he just went about his business.
Kui ta läks omi asju ajama.
You know, would come to the pool and see a man sitting there for 36 years.
Ja jõudis ühe tiigi äärde ja nägi, et seal oli üks mees istunud juba 36 aastat.
Will you be made clean?
Ja küsis, et kas
sa made whole?
Kas sa tahad terveks saada?
He says, I haven't got anybody to help me.
Aga see mees vastas Jeesusele, et mul ei ole kedagi, kes mind aitaks.
And just a simple word.
Ja üks lihtne sõna lihtsalt.
Get up and walk.
Tõuse üles ja kõnni.
And he did.
Ja ta tegi seda.
There's no show.
Seal ei olnud mingit suurt etendust.
Yes, the crowds gathered around him.
Ja loomulikult rahvahulk kogunes tema ümber.
And you read that in Luke's Gospel, for instance.
Ja näiteks seda saab lukeda ka Luke evangeeliumis.
The thousands of people were just gathering around.
Et tuhanded inimesed lihtsalt kogunesid Jeesus ümber.
And his disciples, what were they doing?
Ja tema jüngrid, mida nemad tegid?
They were washing their nets.
Nad pesid oma kalavõrkusid.
It's amazing, isn't it, that Jesus had called people to help him.
Jeesus on hämmastav on see, et Jeesus oli kutsunud inimesi endale appi.
You know, follow me.
Et järgi mind.
And then you read that when Jesus is so busy with all the work.
Ja siis sa loed järgmisest kohast, et kui Jeesus on nii tööga hõivatud.
They've been out fishing all night.
Ja siis need abilised on öösta kalal käinud hoopis.
I don't understand why they should want to go fishing.
Ma nüüd ei mõista, miks nad nii väga tahtsid just kalale minna.
Maybe they thought they needed to catch some fish.
Võib-olla nad mõtlesid, et neil oli väga
maybe it was a kalale. Bit of money on the side, I don't know.
Või tahtsid natuke lisaraha teenida.
But I tell you this, they didn't catch a thing.
Aga ma ütlen seda, et nad ei püüdnud mitte midagi.
In fact, they wasted all night.
Tegelikkuses nad
väitsid tähdud. And this is what Peter said, we've toiled all night and caught nothing.
Ja Petrus ütles, et me oleme terve öö otsa proovinud, aga ei ole midagi kätte saanud.
So Jesus said, well just put your net on the right side.
Ja siis Jeesus ütles neile lihtsalt, et pane võrgud teisele poole paati.
It was probably on the wrong side.
Tõenäoliselt oli siis valel pool, jah. Inglise keeles on nagu vasak ja parem, nagu sama sõna.
And of course the net was so full of fish.
Ja loomulikult ta oli siis koheselt see võrk kalu nii täis.
But Peter had to call for his friends to come and help them.
Et Petrus pidi sõbrad appi kutsuma.
Put the nets the fish in the boat.
Selleks, et kalad siis kahte paati ära jagada.
And still the crowds came.
Aga ikkagi need rahvahulgad kogunesid.
But what did Jesus do?
Aga mida Jeesus tegi?
He says he withdrew into the mountain and prayed.
Ta ütleb, et Jeesus tõmbus eemale, ta läks mäele ja palvetas.
So he wasn't carried away with the crowds.
Nii et need rahvahulgad ei viinud teda nagu segadusse, kuidagi ta ei olnud nii üli vaimustusesse.
He recognized that he needed to be in communion with God.
Ta mõistis, et tal on vaja olla usalduses Jumalaga.
And I believe that's where we must come.
Ja ma usun, et meie peame jõudma samasse punkti.
We have got to realize that if that is being a son.
Ja me peame mõistma, et kui Jumala pojaks olemine siin.
Then that's where we should be, at least primarily.
Ja et kui Jumala poeg pidi seda tegema, siis meie peaksime seda ka esmajärjekorras tegema.
It said in chapter 2.
Ja teises peatükis
it says, in verse 9, but we see Jesus.
Teise peatüki 9. salmis.
verse 9.
Ometi me näeme teda Jeesust.
Who was made a little lower than the angels.
Kes oli tehtud pisut alamaks inglitest.
For the suffering of death.
Yes,
verse 9.
Yeah, go on. The sentence is a little different.
Like read verse 9 just then, please. Or verse 9 and 10.
Ja ma loen siis 9. ja 10. salmist. Ometi me näeme teda Jeesust, kes oli tehtud pisut alamaks inglitest, nii et ta Jumala armu läbi kõige eest maitseks surma, nüüd pärjatuna kirkuse ja auga surma kannatamise pärast. Sest Jumalale, kelle päralt on kõik ja kelle läbi on kõik, oli kohane, et ta teeks kannatuste kaudu täiuslikuks nende pääste rajaja, selle, kes viib kirkusse palju lapsi.
And verse 14.
Ja seal 14 ja 15. Et nüüd lapsed on liha ja vere osalised, siis on ka Jeesus ise otse samal viisil liha ja vere omaks võtnud. Et ta surma kaudu kõrvaldaks selle, kellel on võimus surma üle. See tähendab kuradi. Ja vabastaks need, kes surma kartes olid kogu eluaja orjapõlves.
So Jesus is our pattern.
Nii et Jeesus on meie eeskuju.
He is the firstborn as a servant amongst many brethren.
Või see muster, siis nagu siin öeldakse, et ta on esmasündinud paljude vendade seas.
And we are like him.
Ja meie oleme tema moodi.
In Ephesians chapter 4.
Ehteslaste neljandas peatükis.
We read that if we have received this ministry.
Et kui me oleme selle teenistuse saanud tema käest.
We can put off the old man.
Siis me võime selle vana inimese nagu seljast võtta, nii öelda või kõrvale jätta.
And put on the new man.
Nagu riietusest rääkides, et ja nagu riietada ennast uue inimesega.
Which is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Kes on loodud õigsuses ja tõelises pühaduses.
One of the complaints that Jesus had amongst the religious.
Üks kaebusi, mis Jeesuse vastu esitati religioossete inimeste hulgas.
Is that they were not like his father.
Mida ta esitas religioossete inimeste vastu oli see, et nad ei olnud tema isa moodi.
They were like their father, the devil.
Nad olid oma isa saatana moodi.
Because they did the works that the devil does.
Sest nad tegid saatanaga ühesuguseid tegud.
Not the works that his father was doing.
Nad ei teinud sellised asju, nagu tema isa tegi, Jumal.
Paul talks about putting away, for instance, in verse 25, lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor.
Chapter 5, verse 25, neljanda peatükki 25. salmis ütleb, ta siin näiteks, et seepärast jätke vale ja rääkige tõtt oma ligimesega, sest me oleme üksteise liikmed.
In verse 29 I find this very challenging myself.
29. salm tundub mulle enda jaoks olema paras väljakutse.
Where he says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Kus öeldakse, et ühtegi nurjatud sõna ärgul tulgu teie suust.
You know, when we live in relationship with Jesus,
kui meie elame suhtes Jumalaga,
we become more like him.
Siis me muutume rohkem tema sarnaseks.
We've been changed, aren't we, day by day.
Me muutume päev päevalt, nädal nädala järel.
Our relationships get better.
Meie suhted lähevad paremaks.
Okay. Just a book. And that's true, isn't it? Are your relationships getting better?
Aga see on ju tõsi, et tegelikult sinu suhted lähevad paremaks ka teisega.
In with your wife, with your husband.
Sinu abikaasaga ka.
With your children.
Sinu lastega.
With your family.
Su perekonna.
So people say, wow, you're changing.
Ja inimesed ütlevad, et
if we're being conformed into the likeness of Jesus,
kui meie muutume Jeesuse sarnaseks,
and we see his life panned out in the scriptures for us,
ja kui me näeme tema elu pühakirjas,
shouldn't we be changing?
Kas me siis ei peaks muutuma?
I think it's wonderful to see older men come to know the Lord.
Ma arvan, et on võrratu näha vanemaid, eakamaid mehi tulema issanda juurde.
One day in Elton we had a young man cycling to our meeting wearing shorts.
Ühel päeval tuli Eltonis meie teenistusele üks noorem meesterahvas rattaga ja ta kants lühikesi pükse.
That wasn't really acceptable.
See ei olnud nüüd väga viisakas riietus.
But anyway, we were very kind.
Aga siiski me olime nagu lahketema vastu.
And he sat down and listened to the ministry in the meeting.
Ja ta istus seal ja kuulas seda teenistust.
And God met with him.
Ja Jumal kohtus tema.
Next time he came, he brought his sister.
Ja järgmine kord tulles tõi ta oma õe kaasa.
They were well into their late 20s. They weren't teenagers.
Nad ei olnud nüüd enam teismelised, nad olid 20-tes.
And God met with her.
Ja Jumal kohtus ka tema õega.
He had changed.
Sest ta vend oli muutunud.
So she wanted to come and see what the change was.
Nii et see õde tahtis tulla vaadata, et no mis ta vend oli muutnud niimoodi.
Why are you so different?
Miks sa oled nii teistmoodi?
Isn't it a wonderful testament?
Kas see pole võrratu tunnistus?
Then of course mother came.
Ja siis tuli loomulikult nende ema.
And then of course father.
Ja siis
loomulikult who was in his 70s.
Kes oli umbes 70-aastane.
And been a very hard man all his life.
Ja oli kogu elu olnud üks väga karm mees.
Eventually he came.
Lõpuks tuli ka tema.
And you know God met with him.
Ja tead, Jumal kohtus ka temaga.
And for instance he was a smoker.
Näiteks ta suitsetas enne.
And he put it down that day. He'd been smoking all his life.
Ta oli kogu elu suitsu teinud ja sel päeval ta jättis suitsetamise koha.
But he didn't want to do it anymore.
Ta ei tahtnud enam suitsu teha.
That's the power of Jesus.
Selline on Jeesuse vägi.
It's infectious.
See on nakkav.
When people see people change.
Kui inimesed näevad teisi inimesi muutumas.
They want to know what the change is.
Siis nad tahavad teada, milles see muutus seisneb või nagu mis seda on põhjustanud.
A few weeks ago we were at a church in Scotland.
Mõned nädalad tagasi olime mõnes koguduses Sotimaal.
A young man from a Scottish Presbyterian church.
Ja üks noor mees Šoti presbüteri kirikust.
Went to our conference in the summer.
Tuli suvel meie konverentsile.
And when he got back home.
Ja kui ta koju tagasi jõudis.
His father came to the Lanet meeting.
Meeting. Siis ta isa tuli sinna teenistusele.
Says, what you done with me, laddie?
Mis sa minuga teinud oled poisik?
Scottish, you know.
Šoti murakuk.
What you done with me, laddie?
Mis sa minuga teinud
oled? He wanted to know what had happened.
Ta tahtis teada, et mis oli juhtunud.
He said,
To his son.
Yeah.
He said, he's different.
Ta ütles oma poja suhtes, et ta on teistmoodi.
He's changed.
Et mis te minu poisiga teinud olete siis, et ta on muutunud.
Have you changed?
Kas sina oled muutunud?
Are you being changed?
Kas siin muudetud?
Or are you just the same person, but you've embraced the Christian message?
Või oled sa täiesti see sama inimene, kui sa oled kristliku sõnumiga kokku puutunud?
Many people do.
Paljud inimesed on sama.
They change one religion for another.
No muudavad, vahetavad ühe religiooni teise religiooni vastu välja.
They change being orthodox to being evangelical.
Nad tulevad õige usust evangeelsesse usku.
But you see, the message is, it's a transformation.
Aga sõnum on selles, et see tähendab muutust.
It's, do you know the word metamorphosis?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's
metamorphosis.
I can't even say it.
Metamorphosis.
It's like the chrysalis becoming a butterfly.
The üks chrysalis. Yeah, the worm. Et nagu, mis ta on eesti keeles? Kui teate küll, kuidas liblikas tekib, on ta üks metamorfoos on ju tõugust, ja vastes ta liblikas, mul ei tule õige sõnad meeste.
So that's the challenge for us, isn't it?
Nii et see on see väljakutse meie jaoks.
To be like Jesus.
Et meie saaks Jeesuse sarnaseks.
And read about some of the wonderful things Jesus was.
Ja loe mõnetest imelistest asjadest, milline Jeesus oli.
Here's something that we read about Jesus in Hebrews.
Heebrea kirjas võime me midagi Jeesusest lugeda.
In verse chapter 7 verse 26.
7. peatükis ja salm 26 Heebrea kirjas.
Tina will read it to us.
7 and 26
was
it? Yes, that's it. Heebrea 7 ja salm 26. Just selline ülempreester on meile kohane. Püha, veatu, laitmatu, patustest lahutatud ja kõrgemaks saanud kui taevad.
Holy.
Püha.
Harmless.
Laitmatu, peatu.
Undefiled.
Ja laitmatu. Yeah.
Separate from sinners.
Patustest lahutatud.
Now, think of some of the statements in John's epistle.
Mõtle mõnedele lausetele Johannese kirjas.
He says, whosoever is born of God, love it.
Ta ütleb, et kes on Jumalast sündinud, see armastab.
And it would be good to see what that love is, wouldn't it?
Oleks hea ju vaadata, mille see armastus siis
ei. So I can say, Lord, I want to be a lover.
Et me võiks öelda, et issand, mina tahan olla see, kes armastab.
It talks about whosoever is born of God overcomes the world.
Ja Johannese kirjas öeldakse ka, et kes on Jumalast sündinud, see võidab ära maailma.
In other words, the world doesn't have any power.
Või teisi sõnu, maailmal ei ole väge kontrollis üle.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Sest suurem on see, kes on sinu sees, kui see, kes on maailmas.
So there's a lot of things to think about.
Nii et on palju asja, millele mõelda.
So maybe for your homework.
Võib-olla kodutööks siis.
As this is a Bible study.
Nüüd kuna see on Biibli tund.
Read John 1.
Lue Johannese esimest peatükki.
There's only 5 chapters.
Esimese Johannese esimest peatükki.
5 chapters.
5 peatükki.
It won't take you long.
See ei võtta kõigi kaua aega.
And say, Lord, I want to be like Jesus.
Ja ütle, issand, mina tahan olla Jeesuse moodi.
He was the firstborn.
Tema oli esmasündinud.
And I followed some time along. I followed.
Ja ma tulin mõnda aega hiljem.
But where are my roots?
Aga kus minu juured on?
Are they in my father Adam?
Kas nad on minu isas Aadamas?
Or in my brother Jesus?
Või minu vennas Jeesuses?
What's my inheritance?
Mis on minu pärand?
I mean, my father-in-law in Finland.
Minu äi.
No, not my father-in-law. My son's father-in-law.
Mu poja äi, vabandust, on Soomes.
He really loves to look back into his past.
Ja talle meeldib väga uurida oma minevikku.
His history.
Tema ajalugu.
The Scotsons.
Tema, seda Skotsamite suguga.
And he's gone back well into the early 1800s at least.
Ja ta on jõudnud oma uuringutega juba 18. sajandi algusesse.
So he says to me, what's your background? What's your inheritance, Terry? It's very keen to find out who the Watsons are.
Nii et ta küsib minu käest, et kes sinu eelkäijad on sinu suguvõsa, et kes on need Watsonsid siis?
So he's gone onto the computer.
Nii et ta siis arvutis uurib.
And he's traced my family back.
Ja on ajanud jälgi minu suguvõsas juba.
To 1816.
1816. aastani.
John Watson was born in 1816.
John Watson sündis 1816. aastal.
But my new birth.
Aga minu uus sünd.
Goes back to 1970.
Leidis aset 1970. aastal.
When I stopped being religious.
kui ma ei olnud enam religioosne.
And I became part of the family of God.
Vaid minust sai osa Jumala perekonnast.
When did you become part of the family of God?
Millal said sina osaks Jumala perekonnast?
When Jesus Christ became Lord of your life.
Siis kui Jeesus Kristus temast sai sinu elu isand.
When he changed you.
Kui tema muutis sind.
And if you could just think on that, then you'll understand why John says, "Behold, what manner of love."
Kui sa vaataksid seda, siis sa mõistaksid, mida Johannes mõtleb, kui ta ütleb, et vaata, kui suur on Jumala armastus.
Has bestowed upon us.
Mis on meile osutatud.
That we should be called.
Et meid kutsutakse.
The sons of God.
Jumala poegadeks.
And think what Jesus has done in bringing us out of our old life into the new.
Ja mõtle, mida Jeesus on teinud tuues meid meie vanast elust uud ellu.
He's laid his axe to the root of the old life.
Ta on nii-öelda oma kirve meie vana elu juurele pannud.
That was on the cross.
See on risti peal.
And when Jesus cried, finished.
Ja kui Jeesus hüüdis, et see on lõpetatud.
That was when he dealt with me.
Siis ta tegeles minuga seal.
You see, we don't have to live with our old nature.
Me ei pea elama selle oma vana loomusega.
Because apparently that will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Sest üsna tõenäoliselt see ei päri Jumala kuningriike.
But we, because we're part of God and his family.
Aga sellepärast, et me oleme osa Jumalust ja tema perekonnast.
We shall enjoy fellowship now.
Saame me nüüd nautida osadust.
And forever.
Jumalaga, nüüd ja igavesti.
Isn't that a wonderful privilege?
Kas see pole võrratu eesõigus?
We don't know what we shall be.
Me ei tea, kes me täpselt saame olema.
But when we see him, we shall be like him.
Aga kui me teda näeme, siis me saame olema tema sarnased, tema moodi.
I think we know, don't we, what things are compatible with Jesus. That's a good word, isn't it? Like.
It's a very good word.
Compatible, he means, if you compare it, it's the same.
Yeah, but I forgot the sentence. Now I got the meaning of it.
We know what things are like, what Jesus would do, like Jesus, and what things are.
Aha, siis me teame, milline on Jeesus.
So if there are things that you do that are not like Jesus,
et kui sa teed asju, mis ei ole Jeesuse moodi,
then they must stop.
Siis ära tee seda enam.
Let's pray, shall we?
Palvetame.
Father, we just thank you for Jesus.
Isa, me täname sind Jeesuse eest.
We thank you that there was a new life that began in him.
Ja aitäh sulle, et tema sai alguse uus elu.
That he became the firstborn amongst many brethren.
Ja et temast sai esmasündinu paljude vendade hulgas.
We realize, Lord, that so many thousands of years before that.
Ja et me mõistame, issand, et see on nii mitmed aasta tuhanded ennem.
Your heart was broken when Adam sinned.
Oli see, kui sinu süda oli murtud sellepärast, et Aadam tegi pattu.
And all the work on trying to create a law didn't work.
Ja kõik see, kuidas käsu või nende seaduste kaudu me üritasime õigeks saada, aga see ei toiminud.
And in the end, Jesus came to give his own life.
Ja lõpuks Jeesus tuli, et anda oma elu.
To make a new beginning.
Ja et anda uus algus.
And thank you, Father, that we've become part of that new beginning.
Ja aitäh sulle, Isa, et meie saame olla osa sellest uuest algusest.
That we can be like the Son of God.
Et me võime olla Jumala poja moodi.
And be called sons of God.
Ja et me võidaks kutsuda Jumala lasteks.
We do thank you.
Me täname
sind. In Jesus' name.
Jeesus nimi.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I just thank you for your word tonight, Lord.
Ja isa, ma tänan sind sinu sõna eest täna õhtul.
Thank you, Lord, that you've done for us what we can never do for ourselves.
Aitäh, issand, et sa oled teinud meie eest seda, mida meie ise enda heaks ei suuda teha.
Lord, thank you for this invitation to become part of your family.
Aitäh sulle, issand, selle kutse eest olla osa sinu perekonnast.
to actually take on your likeness and your character.
Ja tegelikult võtta üle sinu, muutuda sinu sarnaseks ja võtta üle sinu iselu.
Lord, I thank you for the work that you've begun in my life.
Ja lihtsalt ma tänan sind selle eest, mida sa minu elus oled tegema hakanud.
Lord, and I want to pray so, Lord, I want to be more like you.
Ja lihtsalt ma tahan vabalt öelda, et ma tahan olla rohkem sinu moodi.
Lord, I want to be changed more into your likeness.
Lihtsalt ma tahan muutuda rohkem sinu sarnaseks.
Lord, I need you to work in my life.
Issand, mul on vaja, et sina tegutseks minu elus veel rohkem.
Lord, I want to become more like you.
Issand, ma tahan rohkem sinu sarnaseks saada.
Change me, Lord.
Muuda meid, Issand.
Change us, Lord.
Muuda meid, Issand.
Lord, the people, our friends, our neighbors, those that we work with, really want to find that question, what has happened to you?
Et issand, tõesti meie sõbrad ja meie naabrid ja need, kellega me koos töötame, et nad leiaksin tõesti küsimus, et mis meiega on juhtunud? Et mis sinuga on juhtunud? Sa oled muutunud.
Yes, Father.